Democrats lock in candidates to challenge GOP in two swing Pennsylvania House districts. Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Democrats in Pennsylvania's 7th and 8th congressional districts chose their candidates on May 19 to challenge two Republicans who just barely flipped their seats in 2024. Running unopposed in District 8, Democrat Paige Cognetti clinched the nomination to challenge Representative Rob Bresnahan Jr. in November. Bresnahan narrowly flipped the seat in 2024, grabbing it from then-Rep. Matt Cartwright with a 1.6-point margin. Democrat Bob Brooks prevailed in a crowded primary for District 7, beating Ryan Crosswell, Lamont McClure, and Carol Obando-Durstein. The Associated Press called the race for Brooks at 9:46 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday, with the former union boss leading the pack by double digits. Brooks will face Representative Ryan McKenzie in the general election in what could be a tight race. Winning with the closest margin of victory for any Pennsylvania House race in 2024, McKenzie beat then-Rep. Susan Wilde 50.4% to 49.4% that year. Both McKenzie and Bresnahan easily clinched their nominations, running unopposed with no GOP challengers on Tuesday. Brooks, president of the Pennsylvania Professional Firefighters Association, had been buoyed by a number of endorsements from key Democratic lawmakers. Governor Josh Shapiro, Senator Bernie Sanders, former Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, and Representative Chris DeLuzio pledged their support for Brooks ahead of the Tuesday primary. A previous senior advisor to Senator Bob Casey, Obando-Durstein, had secured endorsements from Wilde and Representatives Veronica Escobar, Linda Sanchez, Nanette Berrigan, and Andrea Salinas. However, some voters expressed frustration about the flow of outside influence into the district ahead of the primary election on Tuesday, particularly from national lawmakers and groups like the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, which endorsed Brooks. For me, it didn't move the needle one way or another, Bethlehem City Council President Rachel Leon told the Epoch Times. I know so many people that felt like the DNC was coming and telling them exactly who to vote for, and it's like, come on, it's a freaking primary. You're gonna support who you support, and then you're gonna head out of the freaking Dodge and leave us with it, Leon added, declining to say who she backed in the race. Stephanie Marmoleos, who voted at the Bethlehem Visitor Center polling station on Tuesday for District 7, said she supported Brooks because of his progressive endorsements and policy positions. Her biggest concerns are wage inequality and affordable housing. Others like Christopher Snyder, who works in the healthcare industry in the Lehigh Valley, said they were backing McClure instead. Critical of Senator John Fetterman's turn to the center after running as a progressive in 2022, Snyder said he was worried Brooks might do the same. District 7 is in southeastern Pennsylvania and includes all of Carbon, Lehigh, and Northampton counties, as well as portions of Monroe County. Allentown, Bethlehem, and Easton are major cities located in the district. District 8 to the northeast includes the cities of Scranton and Wilkes-Barre and encompasses all of Wayne, Pike, and Lackawanna counties. Portions of Luzerne and Monroe counties are also included. Election analysts with the Cook Political Report rated both races in November as toss-ups, and the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee has targeted both districts as pickup opportunities this year.